Okay, today is Daf Kuf Zayin. We are on Kuf Vav Amud Beis. We're up to the Mishnah, yeah? Hamakabel Sadim. We're up to the Mishnah? Yeah. Hamakabel Sadim Michaver Zaras Orim. If somebody makes a deal to rent someone's, not to rent, to be a sharecropper or a chocher, right, to work at someone's field, and he's going to plant barley. Lo yizbe en chitim. You can't plant wheat. But chitim, but if you plant wheat, or you could plant barley. Why? Why could you plant barley? Because wheat uses up the ground worse than barley. So you're only doing a good thing, you could do that. Same thing. Rashi brings a little oser. He says you can't do that. Not only that, tvua lo yizra ena kitnias. If you make tvua, if you promise to do tvua, you can't do kitnias. But kitnias yizra ena tvua. But if you promise to do kitnias, you can do tvua. Why can you? Because same reason it ruins it worse, right? Kidneyus ruins it worse than tvua. Rishu ben Gamliel oser. Rishu ben Gamliel says also us to the switch. So what's the reason for Rishu ben Gamliel? Amar of Chista, my time with Rishu ben Gamliel. The Chsev it says she Eretz Yisrael lo yathu avla v'lo yadar bruchazav v'lo yimatze bepihem lashon tarmis. You don't say an untruth. Don't say an untruth. No, we don't like that. He's a Mayfay. 1 minute. What? No, I mean we don't like Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel. Right? Mayfay, 1 minute. That's not so true. It says Mayfay, it says Megabas Purim Lapurim. You are allowed you can collect from one Purim to another Purim. V'ein medaktik in bedavar. You don't have to be medaktik the money for this Purim, for the last Purim. V'ein ha'oni rishai likach mem mitzuas l'sandalo. But you can't use the money for Purim to buy a new pair of shoes. That you can't do. You want to listen? This Purim I have enough suda. I'll save the money for next Purim. I'm an oni. We'll see what will be next year. That's fine. You can do that. You don't have to be so medactic every penny for this Purim. But you can't use it for other things.
Actually, it's not shoes. It's shoe straps.
Shoe straps, right? El M. Kane hissed the Bible ear. Unless the gabayim of the city, they agree to it, right? Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, Shom Rishim Rabbi Meir. Right? Rishim Rabbi Galil Omer, Mekel, it could be Mekel about this issue. So why isn't that an issue of breaching trust? You can't switch the what you're going to plant, even though you're making the field better. Second, you can take the money from Purim for this year and buy shoes with it. So Amar Abaya, Taimer Dem Rishim Rabbi Galil Kidamar. No, what Rishim Rabbi Galil meant was a different thing. Amar Mar, Hai Man Denichale with the Tavdur Are. If somebody wants to ruin his field, you want to destroy your field, let me give you how you can destroy your field. Lazare shata chiti. This year plant wheat. Vishata sari. Next year plant barley. Vishata shasi. This year you plant one lengthwise. Vishata erev. Next year you plant widthwise. You'll destroy your field like that. That's how Rishon Galil said you can't switch because you don't know what the guy did last year. So if you switch, you could be ruining the guy's field. That's why, not the lying issue. Because that's not a reason. You're making it better. The reason is because you can't switch because he could be ruining his field. How does the guy know one knows?
Even if you sell the produce for more, if that particular produce...
It's not the produce. It's the field gets ruined. So we can't ruin the guy. You don't have the right to ruin the guy's field. You shouldn't plant alternating things.
Yeah, but over here you're not ruining.
You are. You're going to plant barley and last year you planted wheat. That's why when he hired you, he said, no, plant wheat. I don't want you to switch.
Yeah, but we said that by planting this now, it's not going to ruin it.
No, it won't ruin it this year. It ruins it less this year, but last year he planted the other thing, it's no good. Okay. Makes sense? Okay. V'lo amaron ela delo karav v'toni. That's only true.
We learned that 2 days ago.
Right, it's only true if you don't plow and then repeat the plowing. Avo karav v'toni less lumba. But if you do that, it's not an issue.
Meaning
it's not going to ruin the field. Tvua lo yizrena kidneyos. If you plant tvua, you can't plant kidneyos. Masnitzin le'el Rav Yehuda l'ravin. Masnitzin le'el Rav Yehuda l'ravin. Tvua yizrena kidneyos. If you planted tvua, you can plant kidneyos. Amalei vanan tanan tvua lo yizrena kidneyos. If you do that, you can't. Amalei lo kasha. Ha'alan v'ha'alahu. One's talking about here, and one's talking about Israel. Here meaning Bavel. Rashi says, ha'alan ha'alahu. Masnitzin be'eretz Yisrael. Koi. The Mishnah is talking about Israel. Shehi makom harim. It's very hilly places. V'ikka lemechash lekach shodara. I'm worried about depreciating the field. Anan hashta b'bavel kaiminan. Here where I'm sitting in Bavel. Shehi mitzula. It's V'tavua b'beit hamayim. There's a lot of irrigation, a lot of water, a lot of good land. You don't have to worry about that. It's not going to ruin the land. It's not going to get worse. Hilchach mishnah b'chol makom shiirtzah mikitnis l'tavua umitavua l'kitnis. So you want to switch to make it better? You could do that. Reb Shimon oser k'damar. Reb Shimon said you can't. Okay, very good. Next. Also, fascinating Gemara here today, also. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Ravin, l'Ravin bar Rav Nachman. Ravin Achi, Ravin, my brother, Hani Tachli, the Bay Kitna, the shoot of flax, Ein Behem Mishum Gezel. It's not a Shiloh of Gezel. What does that mean, it's not a Shiloh of Gezel? Because since it ruins the field anyway, if you remove it, you don't over Gezel. Omdos ala gvulin. Is that what it means?
It says, caused by walking on the field does not extend the damage.
Right.
That's the Mehiri.
Right. So, but you're walking there, it's not a person of Gezel. However, omdos ala gvulin yesh behem ishum Gezel. But if it's on the boundary, it is a problem of Gezel. Vim hukshu lazera, right? And im hukshu lazera means, and if it's, it's ready to be planted?
Hard enough for the seeds to be planted.
I feel the kitna nami yeshem mishum gezel. Then even that's all because of gezel. My time of why? My de ifsad. Whatever you lost, whatever damage happened, already happened. Fine. Amalei Rav Yehuda bar Ravin bar Rav Nachman. Ravin achi hani dili dilach vidilach dili nohog bnei metzra. There's a tree that's like straddling both of our boundaries. It's half in my yard, half in your yard. Not 100% sure what's going on here. So he says, what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. V'nog b'nei mitzra. We're next door neighbors. The tree's on both of our properties. So it's like half mine and half yours. Mine is yours, yours is mine. Ilan hanote lekan ulekan. V'hanote lekan ulekan. It leans this way, it leans that way, it leans on both our fields. It's both ours. D'itmar. Ilan Omer al Meitzar, if you have a tree that's right on the border of two properties, Omer Rav, Hanote Lakan Lakan, Vanote Lakan Lakan. What leans onto my side is mine, what leans onto your side is yours. Shmuel Omer, no Chalkin. Shmuel says you divide it. Right? Doesn't make a difference. If it's 60-40, we still divide it 50-50. Okay? Meisvei, 1 minute. Ilan Omer al Meitzar. There's a brisa that says if the Elon is on the border, yachloku, you have to split it. So you have to do Rav. Rav said, you don't split it. Whoever is there goes, whatever not, not.
I thought we called it the root.
What?
Yeah, that's the root. Says him.
Yeah, that's what it says, and that's what it says. The root are...
This way it takes the power.
The nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So Tirgish Shmuel Aliba de Rav... Shmuel answered for Rav, even though he didn't hold like Rav, but he thought of an answer for Rav. B'memale kol hametzer kulo. That's only where it takes up the entire boundary. Not 100% sure what that means. Ihachi mala members. What's the chiddush in that? Lo tzricha.
The roots are growing in both fields.
In both fields. El lo tzricha de tali tuna lechad gisa. Well, one. I think it means one. The branches are on one side, even though the roots underneath are 50-50, but the branches lean toward one side. So v'akati ma'ala memra, so what's the chiddush in that also? It's obvious. I would have thought the amale plug hachi, let's divide it like this. Kamash malan, the amale, my chaz is the palgas hachi, palgas hachi. Why are you dividing it based on the branches? Divide it based on the roots. Why are you dividing it based on the roots? Divide it based on the branches. Why should one govern over the other? So Shmuel said, you have to split it. And Rav, not 100% sure what Rav says. Rav says we go by the branches.
Would it make more sense to go by the trunk than the branches?
What?
The trunk.
Why?
Because that's the base of the tree. The branches could always be cut. Once you cut the trunk, get on the tree.
Right. So that's what he's saying. The trunk's in both.
No, but he said you go by the branches, but the branches really don't mean anything. You can swing back.
What do you mean? The trees in both, and leaning on my side, leaning on your side. Not gonna swing the other way. They move a little in the wind. They're not moving the other way.
But I'm saying the branches can easily go to both sides versus the trunk.
I don't know. I'm gonna lay Rav Yehuda LeRavin by Rav Nachman. Another one. Ravin Achi Lo Tizavin Ara to Smicha LaMasa. Don't buy land near the town. The Amar Ravo, Amar Vuna, Amar Rav. Aser lo la'adam shiyamar al asad de chavero b'shah sh'omedes b'kmosa. You're not allowed to stand by someone else's field when they're harvesting. So don't have it in my membership.
Harvested,
right? Rashi says, shelo yifsedena ba'ayin hara. You shouldn't give the guy an ayin hara, right? Of course, the Rambam leaves this out. You won't find this halacha in the Rambam, right? Why do you leave it out? It's a midas chasidus. It's not a halacha, right? Because you went with an ayin hara. It's right? Ain't is that true? Vashkechine de Rab Abba latalmide de Rav. Amalahu, my Omar of Kahana Kroy. What does it mean when it says Barachata Beir, Barachata Basada, Barachata Bivoecha, Barachata Bitsecha? What does all that mean? Amrulei Hachi Amarav, Barachata Beir, She Beitcha, Samach Lebeisak Nesses. You should be near a shul. Barachata Basada, She Nechsecha Krovum Leir. You should be near the city. So you see, you should be near the city. We just say you should be away from the city. For Ayin Hara. Now you see, it's not true. That's the Kasha. Barachata Bivoecha. What does it mean, Baruch Ata Bivoecha? Blessed when you leave, or when you come in. Shetlo timta ishtecha safek nida b'shas biyascha min haderech. You shouldn't find your wife a safek nida when you come home. You're all excited to be with your wife, and it turns out she's a safek nida. What does Rashi say? V'kolshkein vadai. And for sure, if she's a vadai nida. Others say no. There's actually a Rashi in somewhere else, in Sanhedrin. That in Sanhedrin, Rashi says, no, a vada is better. Why? Because if it's a vadai, okay, you're upset. I wanted to be with my wife. I haven't seen her in a while. But, okay, she doesn't need a... When she's a suffix, already you come up with all the cheshbonos. Why? She's not really a nida. It's worse. When it's a suffix, it's worse. That's why the Gemara is a suffix. Rashi here says, kolshki vadai. Others say, no. Psychology is not like that. The psychology is that if it's a suffix, you'll weasel out of it. If it's a vadai, it's a vadai, right?
It says here that he may be abstaining from his wife needlessly.
That's not what Rashi. That's not what he says over there. I don't know who says that, but it tells a Rosh another thing. Okay, so but that's how you have to treat a suffix, right?
Correct.
So
that's the same reason.
It's the same. I know, but that's not the psychology. The psychology is you'll try to weasel out of it, right? Anyway, baruch atah b'tzeicha. What does that mean? Sheyehu tzeitzai me'echa kamocha. So your descendant should be like you, assuming you're a good person, right? They should be like you, right? So the Maharal says that over here there are four things, right? And those four things are your house, your wife, your possessions, and your children. Looks like what else is there in life, right? That encompasses everything. Va'amru lehu Rabbi Yochanan lo amar hachi. That's not what the pshat is. That's not what it means. Anyway, the question's already been asked. Now we're going off on a tangent, right? Baruch ata be'ela, baruch ata be'ir, she beis hakisei samach l'shulchanecha. You should have a beis hakisei near your table, right? Avol beis hakneses lo, not a beis hakneses. Shouldn't be so near the shul. Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, d'amar, schar, psios, yesh. You get extra schar the longer you have to walk to shul. You get extra schar. Right? So it's better if it's not so next door to the shul. You walk a little bit. It's good for you. You get schar alicha. Right? Don't we have a rule that you should serve Hashem al manas shalola kabel schar? What kind of thing is this? I don't have an answer. You have an answer? He asked that question over here, and the Ben Yehuda answers that when we say that you should do a mitzvah not to receive schar, that means I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem said, Hashem to put on tefillin. So I'm putting on tefillin, Hashem said so. I'm not doing it for the schar. But to walk three miles to go to shul, that's not the same schar that I'm looking for. It's not the same kind of thing as putting on tefillin. It's more than what's expected. Everybody puts on tefillin. So why are you putting on tefillin? Because God said so. Not because, ooh, look what I'm waiting for the schar. You shouldn't have that attitude. But to do something above and beyond, you're entitled to say, I'm doing it for the schar. I bought a house so far from the shul so I could walk get schar alicha. That's a good answer.
You work the other way around.
What?
You work the other way around. Who asked you to go that far?
Right.
Of course.
Exactly.
Isn't there an Indian that you should not go to the shul that's nearest to you, that you should walk past the shul to go to?
That's the same reason.
that's what I'm saying.
Right?
They only say it in flop.
It's Chalicha. So. Right? So I don't know. I think it's a good, very good question. Okay. Anyway, next. Baruch Atah B'Sadeh. Shiyehei Nechasecha Mishulashen. But the blessed in the field means you should divide up your shlish b'tvua, shlish b'zesim, shlish b'gefonim. Three with tvua, three with zesim, and three with gefen. Why these three specifically? But why these three? So the Maharal says, because these three are the only three that everybody holds, you have to give trumas and ma'asos min haTorah. Wine, oil, and wheat. So you're allowed to test Hashem, right? Aser b'shvilta sit aser. So bedafka, do the ones that everybody holds has to give ma'aser. It's the best test you can give Hashem. How's Hashem not going to give you riches? You're doing all the... That's what it means. Baruch atah b'sadeh. Blessed is your field. Blessed is your parnasa. When you do this. Right? Good? Okay. So someone asked a question. I didn't remember the answer. Why the Gemara puts it out of order? The pasuk says degancha, right? Tiroshcha v'yitarecha, and the Gemara switches it, right? The Gemara puts tevua, which is degancha, then the Gemara puts the oil in front of the wine, and the pasuk puts the wine in front of the oil. Well, food for thought. Why the Gemara would switch it? Okay. Next, baruch atah bivoecha, baruch atah b'teisecha. So she shetehe yitziyascha min ha'olam kibiyascha la'olam. That when you leave the world, should be the way you came into the world. Ma biyascha below chait, just like coming into the world without chait, you're a baby. Af tziyascha min ha'olam below chait. So too, leaving the world should be without chait. Anyway, what we get out of all that was that it's better to be near a shul, not to be far away from a shul. Better to be near the city than to be far away from the city. What's going on? So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, when did we say it's good to be near the city? Is the Mahadalei Shur of Eritzka. You have a good, nice tall fence. Ha, when is it better to be away from the city? Delo Mahadalei Shur of Eritzka. You don't have a fence. Why? What's the mile of having a fence? Because they won't, Rashi says, it doesn't say.
What about
Ayin Hara? That's the reason. The reason is because of Ayin Hara.
To be able to transport without the Ayin Hara.
Ayin Hara. That's it says, V'heitzir Hashem Mimcha Kol Choli. Hashem will remove Kol Choli. Amar Rav Zu Ayin. That's an Ayin Hara. Why is Kol Choli an Ayin Hara? Why is that? Where'd that come from? So, the Chachmas Manoach says, because why doesn't it say Kol Chalotim? Hashem will remove all chalotim, all sickness. It says it in singular. Kol choli, all the sickness. What's the most pervasive sickness? Ayin hara. You hear that? Rav l'taimei. Rav is consistent. The Rav salik lebe, listen to this gemara. The Rav salik lebe kivri. Rav went to a cemetery. Avad mai de avad. He did what he did, whatever that means. He did what he did, which means he tried to figure out why each person in the cemetery died, how they died, right? The Amar, he said, Tishin v'tisha v'ayin hara. 99 out of 100 here died because of an ayin hara. Echad b'derech eretz. One died derech eretz. One died natural causes. You hear this, Gemara? Unbelievable, Gemara. Ask Tosos on top. Parshas Vayechi, talk about this.
What?
Right. See, listen to Tosos' question. Tosos said, Im Tomar. Im Cain, B'nai Yosef, the children of Yosef, D'lo Shalta B'Ayin Hara, that Ayin Hara doesn't work, Hayalahen L'chayot Harbim, Mikol Hashem Shavatim. They should live more than other people. They should have more life or less Ayin Hara, more, right? If 99% died prematurely, it means prematurely, because of Ayin Hara. And then when the 100-year-old guy dies of Ayin Hara, that's natural causes. So if 99% died because of Ayin Hara, what should we... Why isn't what about Bnei Yosef? They shouldn't be dying from Ayin Hara. They don't have Ayin Hara. So V'yesh Lomar Shemeso B'derech Eretz Yosemei Acherim. So fine. So Hashem makes them die from natural causes. Kishar Kishar Gadosh Baruch Hu Yirotzeh La'amitan When it's their time to go, Hashem gives them other ways to get them to go. I'm not sure what that answer is. What? No. The Marsha says, I'll tell you why. In that cemetery, there were no Bnei Yosef. That's all. Can I tell you? That was not a cemetery for Bnei Yosef. It was, you know, from some shtetl. None of those people, not shtetl, lived in Yosef. That's where that cemetery was. So,
Rock wasn't Bobo, no?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
the reason. So there was no Bnei Yosef there. But it's such an interesting question, no? Such an interesting concept. Ayin Hara. Right?
Well, why by the field do we worry about
So what does that even mean in Ayin Hara? What does that even mean? That the guy wishes you bad? That's what we think it means.
No, jealous? Of your
what?
Jealous of your success.
So therefore what?
So
that jealousy translates into some kind of negativity. Right?
Bad vibes,
which affects the person, the recipient, and it causes him to die. Right? He's getting so overwhelmed with negativity that he died. Mm-hmm. What is that? Right? Anybody know what that is? That's what it means. I mean, I'm just saying, Pasha Psha. There's negativity. The guy's jealous, or he looks at you begrudgingly. He doesn't forgive you. All these things. So therefore what? So he's a miserable person. He can't forgive you. You have a good life. So what is that? Therefore what? What does it make you die? Must be, mamash affects you. Right? Or at least in your head it does. To the point where you die? Unbelievable Gemara, no? No one has anything to say? Nothing to say.
No, but the guy who's given the INR has the bad vibes. The guy who's the recipient doesn't necessarily have any bad vibes.
He's saying that Hashem kills them because they have bad because they're giving bad vibes. That's not what it sounds like.
But the recipient doesn't necessarily pick up on the vibes. Maybe he doesn't even know that.
Then why is 99% of them died because of that?
That's a better question.
Same with Lashmar.
What?
Same with Lashmar. You get both. Everybody gets punished.
Right. Interesting. Okay. With Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, what? Right. We don't know what it means. Shmuel Amar, Zehar Ruach. I don't know what this means either. Shmuel says it means the wind. They all died because of Ruach. Wind. Whatever that means. Shmuel Taimei. Tamar Shmuel Hakol Beruach. Everything's about Ruach. Everything is wind. Shmuel Ha'ika Haruge Malchus. What do you mean wind? These people were murdered because they were Jews. Like Haruge Malchus. Or any, not just Jews, anybody. The guy gets executed by the government. It's going to be wind? Shmuel says, yeah. Hanach Nami, I lav zika of delay sama v'chai. Yeah, if not for the wind, they could be able to live. I don't know how someone gets beheaded and he can live if not for the wind. Hard to say that. But I'm not sure what Shmuel means by that. He can't mean what we think he means because it's so obviously not true. It's patently not true. Right?
Yeah.
You put a guy in front of a firing squad. Not for the wind, he would live. Not going to live.
So you're looking at the small picture. What got him to the fire squad in the first place?
But his bad things. Right. Okay. Rechanina Omar, Zutzina. Everything is Sina. Tabar Rechanina, Hakalba de Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of Shemayim. Chutz, not say Chutz Meir Shemayim, right? That's how sometimes they say that. Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. Except for cold. Rashi says Pachim is also cold. Some say Pachim means hot. Except for cold. What does that mean? Everything's up to Shemayim, except for cold? That means if you go outside without a coat and you get sick, don't blame Hashem. Right? That doesn't mean cold. It means anything. You don't eat right. You don't sleep right. You're not a healthy person. You don't take care of yourself. It's all, why did Hashem do this to me? Hashem didn't do it to you. You did it to yourself. What do you want from Him? Right? The world runs like a regular world. So you don't take care of yourself. Right? And sometimes people get sick when even they do take care of themselves. Right? So that goes back to yesterday. We don't know how Hashem runs the world. But we do know that if you take your head and you bang it into a wall, don't say, Hashem, why did you give me such a headache? And do that. Right? Fair enough? Shenemar, Tzinim Pachim Baderech Ikesh. Okay. Shomer Nafsho, Yerchak Behem. You can take care of yourself. You'll be healthy. Rabbi Yossi Berchanin Amar Zut Tzoa. It's Tzoa. Tamar Mar, Tzoa Tachotem, the refuse of the nose, the Tzoa Tachotem, and the wax in your ears, Ruban Kasha, a lot of that's no good for you, Muatan Yafa, a little bit is good. So that's why people die because of that. They have too much stuff in their nose. It's also difficult. What they're driving at? What are they trying to say? Rav Elazar Omar, Zu Mara. It's really Mara. What's Mara?
Gallbladder.
The gallbladder. Tanya Namihachi, Machla Zumara. The worst thing that can happen to you is probably your gallbladder. Machla? Why is it called Machla? She Machla called Gufa Shalatim, because it ruins the whole body. Davar Acher, Machla, what does Machla mean? Sheshmonim Vishlosha. 83 Chaloyim Tulim Bamara. There are 83 diseases connected to the gallbladder, the kulam pashachwitz bemelach, and all of them pashachwitz with salt, the kiton shomayim mevatlam, and kiton shomayim will take care of. What? Yeah. The Tana Rabbanon, Yud Gimel Dvarim Nemru Pashachwitz. There are 13 things that we say about pashachwitz. Number one, listen to these things. Matzelas menachama. It protects you from the sun. Menatzina, from the cold. Menazikin, from the spirits. Menamazikin, from other kinds of damage. Mechikimas pesi, from being foolish. Vezoche badin, you'll win a judgment. You'll win a court case. So why is that? So all these are because you have the energy. You have the food inside you. You're clear thinking. You can put forth good arguments. Right? That's what it means. Number one, seven, Lilmud Torah. Number eight, Lelamed, to teach Torah. Number nine, Dvarim Nishmoyin. When you talk, people will listen to you. Number 10, Talmudo Miskayim Biyodo, you remember what you learned. Number 11, Ve'ein Besaro Male Hevel, you won't have any Hevel in your body. Number 12, V'nitzkak Le'ishto, you're going to stick with your wife. Ve'ein Misave Le'isha Acheret, you're not going to think of other women, you're not going to be interested in that. Number 3, Foreges Kina Shibnei Me'ayim, it's going to kill the bugs in your stomach. Ta'af, Yeshom Af Motzi Es HaKina U'mach Ava. Others say also it removes the Kina and brings the Ava. Okay, it's an unbelievable thing, eating a good breakfast. Right? Yeah. Unbelievable thing.
Yeah, what's
the
breakfast of champions.
Yeah. You eat that, you become a champion. Bar Mari, Mana Ha Milta the Amri Inchi, Sheetin Rati Rat. You could chase after 60 people could chase after you. Falo Mati Garva Libatafra Karach. You're not gonna catch a guy who had a good breakfast. You're not gonna catch such a good guy like that. He's gonna be so fifth. Right? So Tosva says that the number 60, either it's an exaggeration, and for some reason the number 6 is always a number of exaggeration, some reason, or Tosfos says, look at those, the third Tosfos, Shittim. Yesh Mepharshim, Denakat Shittim, Lefi Shimei Achorif Shishim. We said yesterday, the winter is 60 days. V'chein, Yimei Kayetz, the summer is also 60, everything was 60 days. It was 2 month intervals. So you, the Tosfos means the 60, it's allusion to that. You're healthy. The winter they can't catch you, in the summer they can't catch you, they can never catch you. You're always going to be ahead of the game. You're always going to be one step ahead. Right? Okay. Amru Rabbanon, Hashkin v'ochel b'kayit b'nei achama, u'b'char b'nei atzina. You get up early for the cold, for the height. Amalei, d'ksev, like it says, lo ya'arvenu, lo ya'arvu, v'lo yitzamu, v'lo yakam, sherev v'shemesh. Lo yakam, sherev v'shemesh, kivin do lo ya'arvu, yurevu, v'lo yitzmu. Because you're not hungry, you're not thirsty. Amalei, atamartali mihasam. You said that from over there. For now, I bring the same thing from a different source. It says, "Avadatem es Hashem alokechem," and you should serve Hashem. Uberech es lachmecha, es memecha, and right, you should bless your lechem and your water. Avadatem es Hashem alokechem. What does it mean? Avadatem es Hashem alokechem. Zu kriyashma utfila. That's davening. Uberech es lachmecha, es memecha. Zu pas melech v'kidush shomayim. That's breakfast. Mikan ve'elech, and after that, v'asirosi mechla mikirbecha. You eat a good breakfast, you go to davening in the morning, you do a little, right, you do a little kriyashman, some davening in the morning, you eat a good breakfast, you're good to go for the whole day. Okay? Amalei vudala ravada. Okay, now back to earth. Real above Mitzia. I'm not sure about this Gemara now. Amalei vudala ravada. Mushucha'a, he was a land surveyor. So he told him, lo tizalzel, don't skimp on your surveying job. Why? The chal porta v'porta chazi likur kama rishka. Because every inch of land you could plant saffron, which is very expensive. So you could always plant saffron somewhere. So we don't care about this little piece over here. We'll ignore that. Don't ignore it. You can plant saffron there. I guess it grows in very small areas. It's also good. Amalei Rav Yehuda Rav Ada Mishucha Dalat Amos Da Anigra Zalzavahu. But the four amos of the canal, you should like, I think it means segregate. The four amos of the canal segregate. Don't have people walk there.
It's at the border of the...
Right. Danhara, but of the river, lo tim shechenu klal. Don't cheshven it at all.
Can't grow there.
Can't grow there. The four amos of a canal belong to the people who own the canal. The four amos by a riverbed belong to the whole world. You can't plant there. It doesn't belong to you. You can't plant there, right? It doesn't belong to you. You have no right. Machrajavami, mole katvi, nagdi, betray avdi nahara, kutu. The amount of the shoulder length of a person. That, let's say they have trees right by the river. If the trees are as long as a guy's shoulders, you have to cut them down. Why? Because so the Gemara is going to say in a minute, because you're there pulling the guys are there pulling in the boats. So they need space to pull in the boat. So it can't be a tree there that you can cut down. Okay, very simple. Rav Nasan Bar Oshia cuts Shitzer Amsa. He cut down 16 amos. So a lot, right? Also, Alei B'nei Mishruna de Panuhu. The town came out to, the name Mishruna is the name of the town. They came out, they're all up in arms, all upset at him. So, Hu Savar K'Roshus Rabim. He thought it's just like a Roshus Rabim. So the Roshus Rabim is 16 amos wide. That's the shear that we got, right? Everyone knows that. Velohi, that's not true. Hasam be'inan kulei hai. Yeah, you need 16 amos for traffic. That demonstrates this traffic in the Roshus Rabim. Hacha over here, Mishram Tuche Ashlianhu. It's because of the guys pulling in the boats. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Kimale kashbe nagdi thagi. So as long as a guy is broad, that's all you need. His shoulders to pull in the boat. You don't need more than that. 16 arms is a lot. Rabbar Huna Havilahu Hahu Ava Aguda Dinara. He had a forest near the river. Amrula Le Nikotsmar. So they told him, cut down the tree, no? Cut down the trees. So Amalahu Kitsu Iloi Vitatoi Vahadar Nikotana. Cut the upper and the lower, and mine leave here.
It's saying, if my neighbors above me and below me
if they cut it, I'll cut down my dead also, right? So I, the Hekel, how can they do such a thing? But it says, go gather yourself. First, be busy with yourself, then be busy with others. I'm going to wait for them.
That's not a good example.
You set a good example. You, right? You want everyone to do something, to do it first, right? So the rest is not a hasam. The reason he said that was because Abba the Beit Parzek Rufuliahave, the governor or something, some government official or something, he was the one that owned the land. So Amma he said, "E kaitzu kitzina." If he cuts it down, I'll cut mine down. Vilo kaitzu, and if he doesn't, Why should I? Right? So we have to stop here. De ma machdi lahu ashlaihu. Right? Mistagi Lahu.
Yes, they can still pull their ropes.
If they can still pull their ropes, they can still pull their ropes. V'ilo, and if they can't, lo mistagi Lahu. Right? What does that mean, lo mistagi Lahu? Then they can't, and then I'll cut mine down?
No.
They will walk my side anyway.
They'll have to walk on the other side of the river.
Fine. So there's no reason why I should do it unless I see the governor doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right? Yeah. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.